Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, most of the time. Just so you know, you may find the conversations in this podcast a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and listen to something boring.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas, like how many selfies is too many selfies, or how do you down a pint with class? And, of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson?
No, we're like chalk and cheese. I wonder which of us would be the gin and who would be the Debonair, if together we were a gin and Debonair.
I would be the Debonair, what with my French heritage.
Sorry? You're which part of France?
I have been to Café Rogue many a times. And
that's not French heritage.
And Thierry Henry is one of my favourite ever Premier League players.
That doesn't make you French.
So I'd definitely be the Debonair.
Have you ever even been to France? No.
Oh, I think hang on.
Jordan, if it's not springing to the front of your mind.
I've been... No, I haven't. Oh. Before I moved down to London, I'd not been past Stoke. So.
You couldn't even say Pret-a-Manger last week, so I don't think you're French. Shall we have a G&D?
Yes, start with your G&D. So are you saying I'd be the gin?
Yes, because that's a little bit more common.
You'd be the Debonair.
Could you pass me your glass?
That's my Diet Coke there.
Would you like to put a bit of gin in that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, it's just one measure of gin.
And remember, if you're listening and you're on your phone now, just go on Twitter, tell us how much you're liking the podcast and use the hashtag G&Divas.
Yes, hashtag G&Divas.
And we are loving, seriously, we're loving all your pictures of you trying G&D at home. So if you've got some gin and Debonair.
I don't think anyone's tweeted us yet telling us that they didn't like it.
That is true. Loads of people are like, oh, we're in the garden, we're loving the lovely weather, we're having a gin and Debonair. And
that's enough.
I'll just put a bit more in there. Wet the whistle.
Soak the whistle with that much.
And sorry, the gin, by the way, it's just Co-op cheap stuff.
What?
I know. Have you seen that?
I'm not sure that's what the royal household use.
William was like, you get the gin, I'll get the Debonair. I was like, right, okay. And then I just got it from Co-op here. But
so, hang on, can I just say, last week, one of your parting salvos in the podcast, that means piece of advice, was...
You are so patronising, but I didn't know what that meant. No.
You said, don't go to those convenience stores because they're expensive.
I know, but I didn't have time to go to Lidl and get some gin. So, and then they were charging like 20 quid for a big bottle. I thought, screw you, Dick Turpin wore a mask, love.
So you got a 35cl bottle of gin.
Mm-hmm.
Who should we toast? We're talking about reality television
today.
In this episode.
Yeah, so who should we toast to?
Who should we toast?
Shall we toast to...
Kerry Katona. She does reality
television. Can we toast to Kerry Katona and Nadia from Big Brother?
Who's she?
She was my favourite ever Big Brother contestant. She was a transsexual from Portugal. And she used to say, I need my cigarettes!
Gosh. Well, let's toast...
I need my cigarettes!
Okay, I get the idea. Well, let's toast Kerry Katona first. Kerry Katona. And the other lady.
Nadia from Big Brother.
Nadia.
Why you no give me my cigarettes? She was so good. She won it.
I'll be honest, I don't really watch reality television.
Right, OK. So you don't watch any reality
television?
Well,
I watch Strictly Come Dancing. And the news, that's pretty real.
Yeah, but it's not reality TV, is it? There's one reality TV show that everybody, and I mean everybody, is talking about at the moment.
Probably not. Not everyone.
And you know what that is? It's Love Island.
I've actually got a bit of news about Love Island.
Have you?
I don't watch it, I have to say.
Okay.
Never watch an episode of this series or any other series.
Okay, but I'm so into it.
Met someone off the current series of Love Island.
Get away.
In their previous life.
Eyal.
No. I have met Adam.
Shut the front door. Have you?
He used to be Micah's personal trainer.
No way.
He did.
Really?
Mm. And all of a sudden he's on Love Island.
I won't let him be my boyfriend's personal trainer.
Well,
he's a handsome man.
To be honest, I can't remember what he looked like. Tall and dark.
Who are we on about, Mikey now or Adam?
No, I know what Mikey looks like.
Right, well. Oh, well, you've trumped me there. Should we just get this out of the way? I'm going to start with my first question.
What?
Is it ever okay to have sex on reality TV shows?
No.
No?
Not if you want a social life or career afterwards.
No?
I think you've got to think about your reputation. I think it debases you. And the other person.
What about getting fingered?
No.
Like, because at Love Island...
Nothing. A kiss, perhaps.
Right.
On the lips if it's a royal wedding. Other than that, no.
In Love Island at the moment, they all like have to share a bed and they cuddle up. And he's getting to the stage now, I think, where there's going to be a bit of fingering going on.
Oh, Jordan.
So, is that okay?
No.
If it's under the covers?
No.
And nobody can tell?
No.
Should you tell your friends and family you're going on reality TV?
Well, I think so. Unless you've signed a non-disclosure agreement with the production company, then yes, I think you probably do need to inform them. I think it's pretty bad form for them to discover via the press.
What advice, like general advice, would you give to somebody that's going on reality TV? Because this could ruin your life.
It could, and you have to really think carefully about it. I have been asked year after year, or several times, to do Big Brother.
Really?
Yes, and I have said no every time.
Is it because you don't want to get fingered in the Big Brother house?
I don't... No, I'll tell you why I said no. I did actually, one year I decided, well, look, I'll humour them and I'll go along for the meeting. Mm. So I went along and I said, we asked preliminary questions and all that, and they said, do you have any questions for us? And I said, well, yes, what happens about the laundry arrangements? I've always wanted to know. And they said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, who washes the clothes? And they said, well, like, if you really wanted to wash clothes, you can use the hot tub or the pool. I'm a bit primitive, but okay, fine. And they said, but you can just take in three big suitcases for suitcase a week, three weeks worth of clothes. And but I said, but you know, is there an iron? They said, oh no, we can't allow irons for health and safety reasons. And you can just wash it. And then they said, you can just wash it all when you come out the house. I said, I'm not coming out of the house with 3 weeks worth of laundry.
So you didn't go into Celebrity Big Brother.
So I said no.
Was it normal Big Brother or Celebrity Big Brother?
What do you think?
So you didn't go into Celebrity Big Brother because of the washing arrangements?
Hmm.
Okay.
I've been asked to do other programmes as well. My favourite one was Take Me Out.
Really? You got asked to do Take Me Out?
Can you imagine me coming down the Love Lift?
That is something I never thought you'd say. Can you say I'm coming down the Love Lift again, please?
I'm coming down the Love Lift.
Yeah, I got asked to go on... I don't think I've told anyone this. I got asked to go on Celebs Go Dating.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I thought about it and I was just like, nah, not, I'm not doing this.
Not for you.
Not for me, for many reasons, but yeah.
Taste being one of them.
No, I mean, I got... anyway, I'm getting embarrassed. What is your...
nice to be asked.
Nice to be asked, it is. What is your, like, general advice? Because people have had their life.
Really have to think of the consequences. Yeah. The short-term gain and the short-term fame generally probably isn't worth the long-term... And, you know, if I did say yes to Celebrity Big Brother, even if there was a whole laundry on site to rival the laundry of a grand hotel, it takes my career in a different route to how I certainly saw it going, but then I did this podcast. So.
Okay, that was a really boring answer.
Thanks very much.
What reality, this gin and the bonnet is really good today, by the way.
Is it?
Something different about
it's making
it
making you a bit bolder.
I'm getting a wax soon.
I'm sorry?
You just reminded me, I'm getting a wax on Wednesday.
For your car?
Cock. No, no, I'm joking. Cut it out. I'm getting my back done on Wednesday.
Are you?
In London. You just reminded me.
Where'd you go for that?
It's the first time I've gone. I typed in wax and massage near me, and just in some of the places that come up on Google, like the type of massages that I were after. I'm a bit tense at the moment. What were we going to ask you? What reality TV shows would the UK's leading etiquette expert go on?
Strictly Come Dancing.
Would you go on Strictly?
I'd go on Strictly.
Oh, your family would be so proud of you if you went on Strictly.
I'd love to do a Paso Doble.
What?
You don't watch it, do you?
No, I've never seen it. You're more Strictly.
My word.
I've never seen Strictly. And I work for the BBC.
You're more Coach Trip.
I've only seen Coach Trip. No, I'm more X Factor.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yes.
You'd go on Strictly. Would you ever go on... if they did a new series of How Clean Is Your House, would you do that?
I did actually do a... this is probably...
Let me finish this. You did a pilot for that and you bloody made me watch it when I went round to your house once. This is what I've just remembered. Do you remember that? This is what William does to his guests. He's like, would you like to see a pilot of me doing How Clean Is Your
House? It's called Market Research.
Yeah. I remember you made me... Oh, that house were well grotty.
Yes, so a broadcaster who will remain nameless wanted to do a cleaning show and bring cleaning back to television, and we did a pilot.
They were proper scrubbers, weren't they?
They didn't commission it.
Did they not?
No.
Any other programmes that you'd go on?
I'd go on Mastermind. I think it's quite upmarket. I've been asked to go on Mastermind, but they didn't like my specialist subject.
What was your specialist subject?
Keeping up appearances.
Well, and they won't let you go on for that?
Apparently not.
What about Naked Attraction?
I don't know what these are.
So, Naked Attraction, right?
Yeah.
Say you were single, you'd go into this pod and it like lifts up to your penis.
Oh my God.
And then the girl and the other boy and the presenter look at your penis and they inspect all the others. And then it goes up to your torso and they're like, he's got a bit of a belly, but nice penis. And then it goes up to your face and then they decide if they want to date you.
I'd only go on that if there was a power cut.
Is it okay, before we go to the questions, to watch these sort of programmes, to watch reality TV? What's the etiquette on it?
Well, look, it's a free country, and what you want to watch with the curtains closed when no one's at home is your own business. But I would refrain and perhaps hold back from talking about them in polite company.
Right, okay, because everybody's got a guilty pleasure, haven't they?
But if let's say I knew that you watched Strictly, then we could talk about, you know, Anne Widdecombe's Fandango. That would be fine. But if we didn't, if I knew that you didn't watch Strictly, then I wouldn't talk to you about it.
And if we watched Naked Attraction, we could talk about Anne Widdecombe's Fandango.
I know Anne Widdecombe's done a lot of reality television, but I think that even she may draw the line at that programme.
That was good for me. Admit it.
Yes, that was all right.
That was good for me. That was. Right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Before we go to the questions, remember, if you want help on something, then you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss. You can send your tales of... You've put it in again, you knobheads. You can send your tales of titillating trepidation to help@sextedmyboss.com. This episode is all about reality TV, so we know that today's questions and dilemmas are about that, but that's all we know. Like we do every week, we have not read these questions. We are hearing them for the first time like you, and we cannot and will not be held responsible for the nature of the following conversations. William Hanson, first question, please.
This is from Laura.
I need a drink after all that.
I've been thinking about entering into the next series of Love Island. I haven't found the one yet.
Sorry.
Got a frog in your throat?
Mm-hmm. Carry on.
It's your French heritage again. I've been thinking about entering into the next series of Love Island. I haven't found the one yet, and maybe it will be a bit of a laugh. The thing I'm scared of is the fact that I'm a horny little shit.
I am loving these questions at the moment. Keep sending them in.
And I'm not sure if I can control myself. What are your opinions on sex on television?
Oh.
Well, we sort of talked about this, Laura. I would try and restrain yourself.
Yeah.
I think, you know, on television, it's not appropriate, and especially not when you're on the Antiques Roadshow.
Okay, yeah, obviously. Don't get, like... I mean, Love Island. Why do you say it like that, by the way? You go,
what?
Love Island.
What's the name of the show?
It's just Love Island.
Love Island.
Okay, so when you go on Love Island, there's loads of beautiful people around. Plus everyone...
Really? I think they're all...
No?
For research purposes, I looked at...
Yeah, of course you did.
Because I knew we were talking about Love Island. Yeah. And I looked at all of them, and I thought all of them, from both sides of the species, looked a bit... all looked a bit, you know...
Go on, say it.
Like a bit of a minger.
Going back to Laura's question, it is hard, though. It's all right to say restrain yourself, but when there's loads of beautiful people around you and the sun... Because you get a bit hornier in the sun, don't you?
Well, I don't think you do.
It makes you a bit more, you know, it's like an aphrodisiac.
Oh, well done. You've actually been able to say that word. Jordan came to a...
are we really going there?
One of my...
this is true.
Christmas Carousel, I think it was,
yeah.
With Christine Gocciacchetti. And you... there were these asparagus and puff pastry things that I was offering round, canapes, and you took one. And said to my friend, oh, I love asparagus, they're my favourite hermaphrodite. When you meant aphrodisiac.
And you left me with her. Right, we was having a really awkward conversation.
Amy.
Oh, don't worry, she might be listening. We was having, because we'd not met before, so we was having an awkward conversation. I went, oh, asparagus. I went, they're hermaphrodites. And she went, don't you mean aphrodisiacs, darling? So anyway, yeah, so...
Well done for saying the word correctly.
I think William's established that you're not meant to have sex on TV.
Keep it in your pants. Keep your pants on.
Next question, please.
Okay, this is question two. And this is from...
Are you all right to,
No. I know what you're going to say, and no. This is from Stacey.
What's the posh word for wine? Are you all right to masturbate on TV?
No.
Right, okay.
This is from Stacey. I'm obsessed with Love Island. My boyfriend hates it. He says if I watch the next season, he will break up with me. Oh. At what stage can I start looking for a new boyfriend? Well, I think as soon as he breaks up with you.
There's many couples, my mate Cannon being one of them.
Cannon?
He's called Tom Cannon, which is called him Cannon.
Sounds like a camera.
Great lad.
Has he got a big lens?
Oh, mate, don't... So he can't stand Love Island. Like, he's put on Twitter to block all tweets about it.
That is jolly sensible.
He's done it. He can't stand it. And like I was talking about the other day, and he's like, just completely blank.
So what I like Tom Cannon.
What? He's getting married in September. I'm going on his stag do in a few weeks.
Oh, not another one.
What's your advice for couples who are currently watching Love Island? Say one of them loves it, the other one hates it.
I wouldn't be in a relationship with anyone who did like that sort of programme.
Oh, God. Right. So what's your advice? Do you, like, say, one night you can watch it, another night you watch, do you alternate, and then you have to use catch-up? What?
No, I think you watch it in your spare time. If you're commuting, for example, and you're not driving...
Good
then
advice.
You watch it there, perhaps.
You're getting good at this, you are.
Thanks very much. Mm-hmm. Only 12 years of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I do it in your own time. After work, for example, if you've both come home and you've had your dinner and you've eaten that at the dining table and then you sit down to watch something...
Yeah, because we live in the 50s.
Then you watch something that you both agree on.
Couples should alternate it. So, like, right, I want to watch footy tonight. Right, you can watch footy tomorrow night. We're watching Love Island. Wednesday, we'll watch football. Thursday, we'll watch Love Island. Next question, please, William Hanson.
This is from Rob. Everyone on Love Island is so beautiful.
Stop saying it like that.
Now I'm a beautiful man myself. I'm happy to say that. But I have an issue. I have... four nipples. I am beautiful inside and out, but I have four nipples. Is Love Island reserved for only people who are perfectly beautiful?
Stop saying Love Island like
clearly
that.
Clearly not, if you look at who's gone on it.
Right, first of all, you can't deny that everyone on there is beautiful.
There's no one on there that I would like to spend an evening with a Gina Bonnet with.
We're talking worldies.
Worldies?
Yeah. Do you know what a worldie is?
No.
It's like a good solid 8, 9 out of 10. And then
and
10
why
out,
is that a worldie?
A 10 out of 10 is a worldie, like... And there's some worldies on there.
I don't think there is.
No?
No.
Right, anyway, they are beautiful. Rob sounds like he could be a Love Island contestant because they're all very cocksure of themselves. Don't worry about your five nipples. If anything, that's going to help you. And Harry Styles has got three
what?
Nipples.
Yeah. Harry Styles?
He's got a third nipple.
Going to have to Google this.
Google it. Harry Styles has got a third nipple. And he's the coolest man on planet Earth.
Harry Styles has got a third nipple. That's a mole. Can I just say, I've Googled Harry Styles, and that is a mole. That is not a nipple.
I'm sure he's got a third nipple.
I'm not in that photo.
Anyway, what's your advice to Rob and his three nipples?
I've forgotten this question, I'll be honest.
Five nipples.
Oh, four nipples.
He's like a cow, isn't he, with all his nipples and teats.
I wouldn't worry. Look, at the end of the day, that will probably get the casting production interested in you. You could go on Naked Attraction, which is a show I've just been made aware of. You could go on that. Very interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm sure what really matters at the end of the day, Rob with four nipples, is your personality.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it all...
Don't worry about your five nipples. We've all got our downfalls. I've got a piss tank.
I'm sorry?
A flabby belly, a piss tank.
Oh, right.
That's what you call it, aren't you? It's the only, like, I've drink too much beer. I've got a proper dad bod.
I don't think you've got a dad bod.
Do you not?
And this isn't going into a critique of each other's bodies, because that would be weird, but I think your bod is fine.
Let's get naked.
Oh,
come on, let's just both get naked now. I don't know why I'm speaking like this.
Security.
Why am I being weird today? So this sex talk, I'm like a dog with two dicks. Go on, next question.
Genuinely, I've said it before, this is why the inquiries have slowed up for me.
Has work dried up for you since you've done this?
I don't work other than this.
Go on.
This is from Ash. Now, I don't know if that's a boy Ash or girl Ash.
Bisexual name. Could be...
Unisex.
Unisex bisexual.
I like a tweet. I adore getting retweets. But I feel that, like, these days, when I'm watching reality TV, I have to avoid tweeting just in case someone sees it and hasn't watched the latest episode yet. What are your views on spoilers and social media? That's a jolly nice question.
Do you want me to go first?
Well, it's never stopped you before. You normally just butt in.
I do. Right, you go first. Ladies first.
I would say, in terms of spoilers, yes, I think you do need to be slightly considerate. But equally, if you are not watching your favourite programme or the Tony Awards or whatever sort of you're wanting to avoid spoilers, you have no idea what it is, do you?
Yeah, it's the awards for the theatre.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
It's like sitting here with Will Gompertz.
Who? Oh, the BBC guy.
Yes.
I've seen him before now as well, it's cheap.
Have you? To be fair, actually, every time I go to the BBC and I walk out, he's always there. He's obviously never in the office.
No.
I think he just walks in. Anyway.
I know what the Tony Awards, your boyfriend told me, by the way. Yeah, that's right. Because he was telling me about his podcast.
Yes.
Let's not talk about that.
Well, we can. It's very good. Backstage with. Anyway, if you are Rob, was his name Rob? No, Ash. Sorry.
Ash.
I think Rob
or she.
Was before Ash. He or she. You know, I think you tweet about it because part of the enjoyment of certain things is, you know, live tweeting and seeing other people's views, whether it's Eurovision or whatever, royal weddings. And if you know, you were someone that is not watching the live event, then just stay off social media. I actually think it should be other people that stay off, or they turn off notifications for Twitter if they have push notifications. They should control it rather than you.
I totally agree with William Hanson, etiquette expert there. I'll just add to that. If you're...
You don't need to.
Oh,
love you lots.
Another glass of bitch me up, please, Scotty. What a little bitchy snide comment there.
Oh, dear. Carry on.
Yeah, like, so if you've Say missed an thing. Episode, don't go on social media. It's your fault. If you're watching it live, the whole thing about Love Island, I know I keep mentioning Love Island, is to watch it and tweet, because I love watching Love Island and going on Twitter at the same time. It's the whole point of the show. It's, like, a big part of it for me. So don't worry about that. It's people's fault. If they're behind, they shouldn't go on social media. If I miss an episode of The Apprentice, I don't go on Facebook or Twitter until I've watched it.
I think if it's something like a result, or a football result, you can perhaps prefix your tweet with spoiler if you were just tweeting once. So at least if someone sees spoiler.
No.
But if you were live tweeting with something, then I think, you know, fine.
Next question.
That's it, actually.
Are we done?
We've finished.
Oh, it's flown by.
Oh, yeah.
I was just starting. I'm just on the peripheral.
Periphery.
Is that the right word?
Periphery, yes.
I'm just on the periphery of getting pissed.
Are you?
I'm on the periphery of getting pissed. I'm reading a really good book at the moment about posh gay people. You'd really like it. Sorry, you just reminded me. I'm going to lend it you after.
What's the book? Is it by Alan Hollinghurst?
Yes!
Don't tell me. I've got it. No, tell me.
It was a BBC series as well, apparently.
People Like Us?
Line of Beauty. Have you read it?
To be fair, I read about three pages and got a bit bored.
Oh, you'd like it.
Yeah.
You'd really like it. Well, this is how we are friends. If you ever think, well, they're not really friends, we are, and we shouldn't be, but we are.
You read some... I have to say, other than the fact that you're reading... Whose book?
Joey Barton's
book. That aside, you do read some quite upmarket books.
Mm. I'm very well read, as producer Ben.
Yeah? Mm. Why ask producer Ben? What's producer Ben?
I'd said to him once, I went, I'm very well read, Ben, and he just always throws it back in my face. Mm. So go on then, what is your one bit of advice you can offer about reality TV?
Fine to watch it in moderation, but you know, what for every I think a rule would be for every one reality programme like Love Island that you watch, I think you should watch something cultured. So for every one episode of Love Island, you watch an episode of Antiques Roadshow or an episode of Frasier or something a bit upmarket.
I'm trying to think of something cultured that I might watch. I watched some on BBC Four about indie music recently.
Right.
That was good.
That's nice.
Smart, like all the indie music in Manchester.
Well, I wouldn't say it's cultured.
Thanks very much for listening. You can tweet us at SextedMyBoss and don't forget to use the hashtag GandDivas. We're going to give you a break from the usual spiel next week because you know you...
Not next week, now!
What do you mean?
It says we're going to give you a break from the usual spiel because we know you love us. Enjoy your week.
We're going to give you a break from the usual spiel because we know you love us. Enjoy your week. I don't get what that means.
We're just not giving them the usual... Well, we might as well have done now.
Right, let's just finish. I need to stop being crude as well. I'm being really crude.
14 episodes in and now you're worried about it.
Yeah, I am. Right, see you later. Goodbye. Ooh, pouring another gin.
Next time on Help, I Sexted My Boss.
I'm not sure your behaviour is really helping the general ambiance.
What do you mean, ambiance?
Well, why don't you go home and look it up? And when you've worked out what it means...
Don't you patronise me, you posh little git!
Tired of ads intruding into your favourite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.